Come on around back, Arizona homeowners, and welcome to Rosie on the House. Join me as we slip into the outdoor living hour. We're talking trees today with John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service. If you'd like to join the conversation or have a tree question, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. You can text questions to 411-923 during the broadcast or email anytime at info@rosieonthehouse.com if you have some, if you need a little plant identification or something of the sort that's just too hard to explain verbally. Take a screenshot and email it to us, info@rosieonthehouse.com. And Rosie's here. Behind the glass, we have Jen Gura, call screening, and replaced for Jennifer, who's on her way to pack for a little staycation her and Rosie have planned. Mike's on the board, John Eisenhower. I have to admit, I am completely unprepared for today's broadcast. You've got a busy schedule during the week. I've got a busy schedule during the week. I didn't get to speak to you. I tried to come in there at 7:30, and the board operator came in showing you pictures of something on her phone on a tree. And then our call screener gets here and interrupts the conversation as we're trying to get ready for the broadcast. Then the news desk is sitting there talking even related to President Eisenhower. Then our slot guest, because you guys are long friends and y'all are chit-chatting. So, in honesty, what are we talking about today? I have no clue.
Small world. I knew Jim Hand's wife, Julia, when we were just kids, 5, 6, 7 years old, and we were neighbors. And it was fun to see her end up marrying Jim and getting to know Jim and his family. My parents are good friends with Jim's parents, and very small world.
Yes, it is.
But yeah, we're excited about the broadcast today because this spring has sprung. And in addition to all the weeds, our plants are doing amazingly. Our Mexican primrose is in full bloom at our house, and every tree and shrub we have that flowers is just busting out all over. And we're loving it. It is a hassle sometimes to have to control those weeds and get out there and do a little bit extra work. But man, oh man, is it! It's lush. All of our yards didn't need a lot of encouragement. No adjustment of those irrigation timers quite yet. I wanted to talk about a tree of the month. Can I jump in right there and tell you about a really cool tree I saw? I was at down in downtown Phoenix off of West Virginia and 7th Avenue, and I saw this tree across the street from one of my customers' homes, and I thought, what is that?
Okay, so 7th Avenue and West Virginia?
Yeah, it's about 339.
Okay,
339 West Virginia. And I saw this tree across the street, and it was in full bloom with this beautiful pink bloom. It looked a little bit like a purple leaf plum looks, you know, and that beautiful pink bloom, but it was larger. But I walked across the street, and the closer I got, the more curious I became, because the flowers on this tree were 2 or 3 inches long, and they were in clusters of 5 or 6 blooms. They were tulip-shaped blossoms, and I came to find out this is the pink trumpet tree. It's a tabebuia, and I'd heard of tabebuia. I hadn't really seen one live, a lot like the crepe myrtles. They're not too common here in the Valley of the Sun, but when they're established in a landscape, they're a dramatic, colorful, blooming tree. So to add to your list of flowering trees that do well here in the valley, including the Hong Kong orchid, the crepe myrtle, the flowering pear trees we have, you can add this to your list. It's a tabebuia, T-A-B-I-B-U-I-A, or just look up pink trumpet tree and you'll find it. I talked to one of the nurserymen this week. I think it might have been John Jay. Who said that there's a nursery here in the valley who carries... No, it was Rick Kober, a friend of mine. Rick, who was one of our guests here several months ago, said that there's a nursery here in town that carries the tabebuia, so you can get them. Beautiful flowering tree and a dramatic color if you want. I think they grow to about 15 or 20 feet maximum height. They're native to northern Mexico, so it's a little bit hot in this climate here, but... If you have a protected environment, you should be able to do pretty well with this tree.
So, and it sounds like elevation-wise, this will be good up to about 3,500 feet?
Sure. Yeah, I think they'll probably do even better, a little bit higher elevations. But, yeah, if you can kind of keep them protected as they're younger, One of the KTR employees here has a magnolia tree that I just spoke to her a few minutes ago before the broadcast. And magnolias are another wonderful flowering tree. And if you can get them through the first 3 or 4 years of life, you know, maybe protecting the trunk, maybe giving them a little bit of extra TLC to get them through our summers. Once they're 3 or 4 years old and the root system is established, they're on their way to a successful life here in Arizona.
The Tababuya pink trumpet vine.
Yes. Well, we have lots to talk about this time of year. I want to just cover some of our calendar tips. We've got lots of pruning that can be done this time of year. We were holding off on some pruning through the winter months, but of course now we can get out those hand pruners and loppers and head out into your yards with a little more confidence and a little more aggressiveness. You know, we talk about in our industry dosage of pruning with reference to specific tree species and also for specific times of year. You don't want to be overdoing it. Well, we can begin to increase that dosage of pruning this time of year. We also are doing a lot of fertilizing this time of year. We have it's a great time to be applying your citrus fertilizer. And all of your trees really enjoy a good spring fertilization. We have a lot of pest problems, too, though. I want to kind of talk on a little bit further today regarding the psyllids on our cascalotes. We have a lot of caterpillars on our tachomas and other shrubs. We've got some issues with some of these pest problems that seem to come with the emergence of new growth in the spring. Trees are starting to leaf out. We've got and along with them, we're kind of providing this smorgasbord for our insect friends that come into these new yards that are lush with foliage, and we'll find some of these pest problems emerging in the spring. We have whitefly issues. We have some mites, which we saw this last week, some mite populations in our cypress and junipers. So we're alerted to those. Now is our time to be kind of keeping your eye out for these pest problems and trying to nip them in the bud, we call it, you know, beating the bug to the bite. So, you know, if you see some of these problems in your landscape, give us a call. Let us know if we can help you with those, to identify them and then, of course, to find ways of treating them.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. There is still a line open before we get to our calls. What you were talking just before the broadcast about a mindset you have to get into when you're going to treat these types of problems, because you don't want to completely mess up the you had a very specific word for it.
Well, we've been in business for 28 years, and I was very resistant to offering a spray service, a chemical spray service, for dealing with pest and disease problems, because of my aversion to the use of chemicals in the environment. And just this past year, as many of you know, our listeners probably have heard us have talked about this, that we have launched a plant healthcare division. But I was only wanting to do this because of the great need, because there are many pest problems and disease issues that we're diagnosing on a regular basis, and then we were having to subcontract that work out to others that we didn't have a lot of confidence in. But there's a principle called integrated pest management. And integrated pest management, the philosophy is, when you identify a pest problem or even a disease issue, but it's particularly with pest management, to approach it very conservatively and to do so with choosing the least toxic, the least damaging remedy for that pest problem that you can in the beginning, so that you're not blowing a big hole in the ecological environment in which that pest exists. If you bring out the big guns of heavy chemicals to deal with a pest problem, it really does blow a hole in that environmental niche.
And that was a technical term I was trying to get you to say, blow a hole.
Well, it does. And what happens is, in that vacuum, in that void, the pest can simply just return, because all the beneficial organisms, all the natural predators, all the pollinators are killed along with the pests that you're targeting. So we like to approach this integrated pest management. We like to approach it from the philosophy that we're going to look for the least damaging, least toxic remedy we can in approaching this pest issue. And it begins with, first of all, accepting a certain level of damage in the environment. We have to ask ourselves, is it all that much of a problem if some of the leaves on our vegetables are getting nibbled on by a few aphids or a few other caterpillars? Maybe not. We had a lot of aphids in our vegetable garden this winter, and they got their portion and we got ours. You know, they actually, you know, were going toward a certain chard in some of our vegetables, and those got decimated. But some of the other vegetables they kind of left alone. So we said, well, you know, we're just going to leave those alone.
And who likes chard anyway? Let them have the chard.
Well, it was actually the kale that they really colonized on, but it was a certain variety of kale. We had a couple other types of kale that they left alone. So
that right there, gardening tips by John, grow a sacrificial plant for the animals to eat.
Well, that's precisely the idea, is that we can give up on those. And if the insects are going to congregate there, let them have all they want. But you know, even though we actually salvaged some of those leaves off of some of that kale this year, we knocked off all the small aphids that we needed to, and then you can wash off or brush off a lot of the rest in the sink as you're preparing those leaves. So there's a much better method than to come in with some insecticides and start to pollute your entire garden.
1-888-767-4348.